I could absolutely cry with the relief. It's been really stressful, worrying for the last few months about what potentially happened.
Did you sit down and do the maths and try to work out what it might mean for you?
Yeah. I think that I was due to lose about £2,500 a year. It's just had an absolutely devastating impact on my family. I don't earn enough to benefit from the living wage. I earn more than that. My children are old enough that I don't pay for children. All of the things that were coming in supposedly to help people wouldn't have helped me and a lot of other families like me. I work full time, I'm a professional job. It's just that with the cost of living being so high, making ends meet just on a regular salary isn't really possible at the moment.
The U-turn that we've seen on working tax credits from George Osborne and those police cuts being stopped that we were talking about a moment ago with Steve in Colchester, have they changed how you feel? I'm presuming, I suppose, how you feel, but I shouldn't because I don't know. But do you look at George Osborne differently in the light of this? Do you think, yeah, actually, he could be Prime Minister one day?
I think the reason he's done it is so that he will be Prime Minister one day. I don't think he can count on my vote. I'm just relieved that the amount of pressure that's been put on him from outside of the Conservative Party has clearly had, an effect, and that he has done a U-turn for whatever reasons. I don't think he's done it for moral reasons, because he's looked around and thought, I can't plunge these people into poverty. I think he's done it for political gain for himself. But having said that, I am just overjoyed that, I can put the heating on without worrying and, buy everyday things without having to worry about it.
You say he probably won't get your vote. Are you a Labour voter?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, before the change in leadership, under Harriet Harman as temporary leader, they were going to let these tax credits go through, these cuts to tax credits go through.
Yeah, they were, and that was something that I was very unhappy about as well. I think that these cuts would have had such a huge impact on so many people, and the wider impact of the cuts on those people, they're the people who are most likely to become ill. So if they'd been cut to the NHS, they'd have been hit there. They're the people who are most likely to live in areas with high crime, and with what would have been cuts that were proposed for the police, those people would have been vulnerable at every single part of their life.